So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hamilum hayiboin kematza shabetayda, chalais urkikin urevicha. The karbanis milum of when the Mishkan was inaugurated in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu required all three types of matzah, as in the karban toida, chalis, rikikin, revucha. Because the pasuk of milum states, "Umisala matzas asher lefnei Hashem lokach chalas matzah achas v'chalas lechem shemen achas v'rokik echad." Chalas matzah means chalas, and rokik means rikikin, and lechem shemen must refer to revucha because the pasuk of Minchas Chabitin states, "Ze karban aron uvana v'asher yikrivu l'Hashem b'yemi mashach eisai." Makish chinuchay lihi mashchay. The pasuk compares the minchas chinuch that a kohen hedyah brings when he's inaugurated and does the avodah for the first time to the minchas chavitin that a kohen gadol who is anointed with the shemen mishcha brings every day. Ma hamashchay revucha af chinuchay revucha. Just like the minchas chavitin of a kohen gadol was a revucha, so too the minchas chinuch of a kohen hedyah was a revucha. And since the minchas chinuch is equivalent to miluim, these karbanos also required revucha. The Mishnah continues, Nazir says above, Shtei yodis kematza shel teida, chalas rikikin, ve'im ba revucha. The karbanos of a Nazir requires only two types of matzah of the karban teida, and they brought only chalas and rikikin, but not revucha. And accordingly, Nimtza asara kavan Yerushalmias, shehin shisha esrainis va'oidyon. The chalas Nazir with 20 loaves made from 10 kavan Yerushalmias of flour, which is equivalent to 6 and a third esrainis of esau midbarius. The Gemara offers two sources as to why the Chalas Nazir were only Chalas and Rikikin, but not Revucha. The Pasuk of Lachmi Toide states, Al Zevach Toide Shlamov, Shlamov L'Rabbe Shalmei Nazir. The Pasuk makes a hekesh, a comparison from Lachmi Toide to Chalas Nazir to require the same Chalas. However, since the Pasuk of Lachmi Toide reads as follows, V'hikrav Al Zevach HaToide, Chalas Matzis Belulis B'Shemen, V'Rikikin Matzis Meshuchin B'Shemen, V'Selis Murbechas Chalas Belulis B'Shemen. And the Pasuk of Chalas Nazir states, V'sal matzis salas chalas beludis b'shemen, v'rikiki matzis meshucha b'shemen. We only derive davar shenema by matzis, lafuki revucha delay nema by matzis. The Hekesh only requires chalas nazir to have chalas and rikikin that are called matzis in the pasuk of Lach Meitaida, but not revucha, which is not called matzis in the pasuk of Lach Meitaida. The Rebbe Shmuel say the source is in the pasuk of Chalas Nazir that states, V'sal matzis salas chalas beludis b'shemen, v'rikiki matzis meshucha b'shemen. Matzis is a klal, inclusive word, and chalas rikikin are a prat, exclusive words. And klal uprat, ein mechlal elamash veprat. The prat minimizes the klal completely, so that only these pratim of chalas and rikikin are included in the klal of matzis, but all other pratim, such as revucha, are excluded from the klal of matzis. Zok the Mishnah, hashecher es atoyde lefnim, v'lach mechutz lechayma, lo kiddush alechem. If the karban toida were shechted inside the azara, but the lachmei toida were outside, the lechem does not get kedushas hagof. And there is a machlekes in the interpretation of chutz lechema. Rabbi Yechonon holds chutz lechema is beis pagi in the kaddish. If the lechem is outside the walls of Yerushalayim, only then do they not get kedushas hagof. But chutz la'azara kaddish. If the lechem is inside Yerushalayim, even though it was outside the azara, the lechem does get kedushas hagof. While Rish Lakish holds chutz lechema sa'azara in the kaddish. If the lechem is outside the walls of the Azara, even though they were inside Yerushalayim, they do not get Kedushas Aguf. And the Gemara explains that the Machlekes is based in the interpretation of the word Al in the following pasuk: the Hikrav Al Zevach HaToyde Chalas. Rish Lakish holds, Be'inon Al B'samach. The word Al means nearby, and therefore the lechem must be inside the Azara near the Karban Toyde during the Shechita. While Rabbi Yechon holds, Le Be'inon Al B'samach. The word Al does not mean nearby, but rather that the lechem must be in existence. And therefore the lechem does not need to be inside the Azara during Shechita. However, it must be within the walls of Yerushalayim, its halachic boundaries. The Mishnah continues, Shachatach le karmu paneh betaner, afilu karmu kulun chutz me'echad mehen, le kiddush alechem. If the karmu toida was shechted before all the loaves got a crust in the oven, the loaves do not become kaddish, because the pasuk states, Al chalis lechem chametz yakov karbanei al zevach toida shlamav. The words Al Chalas Lechem Chametz Yakrav teach She'in Alechem Kaddish Elam Kein Karmu Paneh Betana. The loaves become Kaddish only if they were completely baked, because as Rashi explains, Lav Lechem Ninu Ela Isa Ba'alma. If it did not get a crust yet, it's not called bread, but dough. And the words Yakrav Karbani Al Zevach teach She'in Alechem Kaddish Ela B'Shchita Sa Zevach. The loaves become Kaddish only through the Shchita of the Karban Toida. And the words Zevach Toides teach Shem Shachat Shloi Lishman Lo Kiddush Alechem. The shechita must be for the sake of carbon taida, but if the carbon was shechta for the sake of a different carbon, the lechem does not become kaddish. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes in the case of taida sheshechta al shmoinim chalas. If the carbon taida was shechted for 80 loaves instead of 40 loaves, Chizkiya holds kitru arba mitech shmoinim. 40 out of the 80 loaves do become kaddish. While Rabbi Yechonon holds le kitru arba mitech shmoinim. None of the loaves become kaddish. The Gemara elaborates that there is no machlekes in the case of the Amar likatra abam mitech shmeinim kitcher. If the owner specified that only 40 loaves should become kaddish, all agree that the 40 loaves do become kaddish. And there's no machlekes in the case of the Amar ayikatra abam elim ken yikatra shmeinim like kitcher. If he specified that all 80 loaves become kaddish, all agree that none of the loaves become kaddish. The machlekes is only in the case of bistama. He did not specify anything. And the Gemara offers four approaches in the machlekes. Reb Zeir explains as follows. Chizki holds kitcher abam mitech shmeinim because lachrayis kamachavim. The owner's intentions were assumingly only for 40 loaves, and he brought 80 loaves so that in case the first 40 loaves become pasul, the other 40 should take their place. Or Reb Yochanan holds lo kitcher abam mitech shmeinim because lekarbon gadol kamachavim. The owner's intentions were for all 80 loaves to be included in a large carbon, and that cannot be. Therefore, none become kaddish. Abaye says perhaps all agree that lekarbon gadol kamachavim. And they disagree in Klei Sharis Mekach and Shlomi Das, where the Klei Sharis accomplishes Kedushas Agur for an eligible carbon without the owner's intentions. Chizki holds Kitra Abam Mitech Shmeinim because Klei Sharis Mekach and Shlomi Das. And therefore the Sakan, the knife used for Shchita, which is a Klei Sharis, accomplishes Kedusha on 40 loaves despite the owner's erroneous intentions. While Rabbi Yochanan holds Lo Kitra Abam Mitech Shmeinim because Klei Sharis in Mekach and Shlomi Das. And therefore the Sakan does not accomplish Kedushas Agur because the owner had erroneous intentions. Rav Papa says, perhaps all agree that Klei Sharis Mekadesh and Shalei Midas, and they disagree in whether Sakan Mekadesh and Shalei Midas. Chizki holds Kitra Abam Mitech Shmeinim because Sakan Mekadesh is Klei Sharis. A Sakan is equivalent to other Klei Sharis and accomplishes Kedushas Aguf even without the owner's intentions. While Rav Yechanan holds, like Kitra Abam Mitech Shmeinim because Sakan Ein Mekadesh is Klei Sharis. A Sakan is inferior to other Klei Sharis and accomplishes Kedushas Aguf only with the owner's intentions, because a Sakan does not contain the item. And therefore, in this case, none become Kaddish because the owner had erroneous intentions. Or, perhaps all agree that Klei Sharis in Mekachin Ele Midas, and they disagree on whether Sakan Mekadesh Shele Midas. Chizki holds Kitra Abam Mitech Shmeinim because Sakan Alim Mekle Sharis. A Sakan is superior to other Klei Sharis and accomplishes Kedushas Aguf even without the owner's intentions. Or Bichna holds like Kitra Abam Mitech Shmeinim because Sakan Loy Alim Mekle Sharis. A Sakan is merely equivalent to other Klei Sharis and accomplishes Kedushas Aguf only with the owner's intentions. And therefore, in this case, none become Kaddish because the owner had erroneous intentions.